Blog Talk Radio. the voice to sing it out.
His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. God, we bless you. We glorify you. We lift you. We exalt your name, O God. We declare how much we love you. We are grateful to be in the presence of an almighty God, of you, O great and awesome creator. We bless you. We magnify you on this Sunday, on this day of worship and high praise, O God. Thank you, O Lord God, for the release of your word, the release of your rhema, God, the release of your power, the release of your love. Thank you, Almighty God, for hearing our faintest cry, God, and meeting us where we are to take us where we are supposed to go. Thank you, oh God, for bringing us a mighty long way. Thank you, God. Thank you for giving us a reason to say thank you. Father God, we honor and adore you, God. We adore and we glorify you. We magnify you, Lord God, and we give you the highest praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We say hallelujah to your name, and we bless you in Jesus' name. You have tuned into the Healer Worship. This is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hook, the Laborers for Christ Grace Teaching Center. And it is my pleasure to be here on this evening to serve you, to worship the Lord with you, to draw you and lead you in his presence, guide you on this time, in this time of meditation, intercession, and worship. And so bless you for joining me on this evening. We are going to get together and get ready to get your worship, get your Bibles, get your word, get your comfortable chair, and invite yourself and receive the invitation to get into his presence and play some instrumental music that I believe will just stir up your inner man and draw you into an intimate place in his presence, go into the cleft of the rock, as it were, and seek his face. And if you're moved and if you're motivated to just become prayer for someone else, go ahead, pray, intercede. Amen. Bombard heaven on behalf of a friend, of a loved one, of a coworker, even a stranger or your enemy. Let the Lord hear from you on this evening. I invite you on this evening. Go ahead, get your Bible, get yourself set. All righty. We're going right in. So enjoy this worship message and enjoy the healing worship. It is good to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works. How great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. This is Tehillah Worship.
I worship you.
So glad that you're with us on this evening. You're with me on this evening, and we want to go right into our word of encouragement for tonight. I don't think I've done a word of encouragement for a while. I kind of have let the Holy Spirit minister the last couple of weeks, but I had the pleasure to minister a word on this afternoon, and I just wanted to share some points with you. And I think what we're going to do is give you something to do on this evening. And you may not do it tonight, but I pray that you catch it and can kind of do it any and every time it is necessary. I ministered out of the Word of God in Exodus the 30th chapter, and I will just read it quickly. Moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I'm in Moses 30:25. Take also unto thee principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon, half so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of cassia, 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil, olive, and hin. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be an holy anointing oil. And so I ministered a word on this afternoon, and so I just want to quickly share some points with you and pray that this encourages you, because every time I think about it, it just encourages me. First thing I want to answer the question, what does it mean to be anointed? And so I understand that to be anointed, one is a verb, two is an adjective. It one tells us what is happening, but two is who you are. And so as a verb, it is the act of consecrating or making holy for the Lord. Basically, when you are being anointed and when you are anointed, God declares that you are his chosen, that you have been chosen to do a work in the kingdom. You have been chosen to do a work in the earth. You have been chosen above all others in spite of your past, your frailties, your mistakes, your idiosyncrasies, your ignorances. You have been chosen. Now, when we talk about this act, I love the image. I love the image that is painted in Psalms, the 33rd chapter, where it just says it is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran upon the beard, ran down upon the beard, and even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment. You know, we don't anoint. We don't anoint like that anymore. We don't pour the oil upon people's head and just let it run down their beards and run down their faces and down their garments, even down to the skirts. But because anointing is a type of the Holy Spirit, is a shadow of the Holy Spirit, I just want you to also understand that when God consecrates you and ordains you, he anoints you to the point that the Holy Spirit covers you internally and externally. And so I need us to also embrace this truth, that to be anointed represents a threefold relationship, a threefold containment relationship. I love this. I love this. The first thing is that we must understand that we are containers, even as the Bible tells us that we are vessels. Even better stated, the Bible tells us that we are temples of the Holy Spirit. We are containers of the Holy Spirit. We are containers of the anointing. But the second part of the relationship is that the anointing contains us. So in this threefold act of containment, we contain the anointing, but the anointing contains us. So it is that in that we are anointed, we are covered, we are prepared, we are blessed, we are protected, we are empowered, we are graced, we are executing some things and igniting some things in us because the anointing contains us. But then the third thing is that the anointing contains some very particular elements, as we saw in this passage of scripture that I do want to talk about. But even before I go into that, I just need to add this as well, that when we talk about the adjective of being anointed, It means that we have the distinct demonstration of a supernaturally imparted power or ability. We have the distinct demonstration. Oftentimes, it is the expression of the distinct demonstration of a supernaturally imparted power or ability. Now, I need us to also understand something else, in that we are chosen and in that God uses us to express a supernatural power or ability. He doesn't anoint ordinary people. You are not ordinary. But the Bible says you are a peculiar people and you are a royal priesthood. And so when he chooses you to anoint you, he knows who you are and he knows what he wants you to do. And he knows that he has called you something that you don't even call yourself. And so you need to begin to call yourself, I am not ordinary. I am extraordinary. I am a container of a supernatural power and ability. I have been graced by the supernatural presence of the Holy Spirit, and I can do all things through this Christ that lives in me and strengthens me. So let us look at this thing real quick. Five things that are added and given to you once you get anointed. And I just need you to know that you are anointed. Or I need you to know. I can't tell you. I need you to know if you are anointed. That's probably a better way to say it. The first thing is that when we look at this science of the apothecary, it has to. You have to start off with something that I will call in chemistry, and it's called a base, the starting element. And so the starting element is going to be the oil. And I need us to understand that, and I'm sure you already do. In order to get oil out of an olive, that olive needs to be crushed. And so just know the first thing is that you have the ability to endure a crushing, a pressing, the stress and pressure of living this life, the stress and the pressure of living the Christ life, the disciplined life, the stress and the pressure of living in this earth. You have been crushed. But I understand something, that you can't reveal your anointing, and the anointing can't be revealed to you or into the earth until a crushing takes place, a pressing takes place. But it is in that pressing and in that crushing that the virtues and characteristics of Jesus Christ come out. It is in that pressing that you are strengthened and prepared for the service of the Lord. It is in that pressing that there's even a transfer of the grace and the nature of Christ into you. And so it's all right to be pressed. It is all right to be crushed. It is all right because you have been chosen. And it is all right because God says that in being chosen, you need to submit to some things. That is only requirement, is that you submit. That is your first responsibility, is that you submit to the crushing. You submit to the process. You submit to the pressing. You submit even to the suffering. And it's all right because he's anointed you to go through it. So the second element in your anointing is myrrh. Myrrh means bitter, and it represents the sufferings of Christ. And I love this because immediately we'll think about it and we'll look at it and say, oh, I can't go through what Christ went through. And my first thought is to tell you, but Christ paid it all. So you won't have to go through what he went through. And in fact, what you go through is called, the Bible calls it, a light affliction. But know that it's the myrrh in there that reminds you, you can go through it. It's the myrrh in there that reminds you, even with the anointing, that you are covered by what Christ paid for and he suffered for us. The myrrh is not to tell you you have to go through. The myrrh is to tell you you will go through, but you can endure it. So I encourage you to endure hardness as a good soldier. And I encourage you to tell everything that come against you that you can handle it. You can take it. It's not too hard, because there's nothing too hard for Christ. You're not going to fail. You're not going to crumble. You're not going to be destroyed. You're not going to be taken out. You can endure this light affliction because you are anointed to endure it. The second thing that is a part of your anointing is cinnamon. Cinnamon representing holiness and sanctification. And I just want to encourage you right now that when you walk into an environment, when you walk into a room, be the holiness and the sanctification that is perceptible and it is notably emitted, so that men and women know who you are in Christ Jesus.
Don't hide your holiness. Don't hide your righteousness. Don't hide your sanctification. Don't hide your light, but be the demonstration of Christ in every arena and every environment. Be his righteousness in the presence of darkness. Be his holiness. Be his just judge and be his merciful son and daughter. Be the love of God and be the power of God, because that's what the cinnamon is. The cinnamon goes before you. The cinnamon is going to tell on you anyway, because the odor and the scent of cinnamon will always be noticeable. And so don't go in a room and know that you're anointed and hide your anointing. Let that thing show. Let that thing come out and be excited about it. Be excited about it. Let me just encourage you. Be excited about it. Amen. Amen. The fourth thing that I want to tell you about is the calamus. The calamus means measuring rod, and it is the element that represents moral rightness. Now, God does not anoint you just for you to live any old kind of way. He anoints you so that you can represent him in the earth realm. And that includes being the moral standard that this world is in need of. And so kind of what some of the things that looks like is when the place needs love, you be love. When someone needs mercy, you be mercy. When someone needs peace, you be peace. You're the measuring rod. You're the moral standard. And you're not upholding your standard. You're upholding God's standard. You're upholding Christ's standard. So when others want to be wrong, you be right. And know that because you're anointed to do this, you can do it when others are standing against you. But if God be for you, who can be against you? And this element is in you because you are anointed. And lastly, the last element is cassia. Cassia is a beautiful, vibrant tree that doesn't sit high in the atmosphere, but it sits low, because cassia means bending low or bow down. It is the element that represents worship and it represents humility. And so if you are anointed, amen, it takes nothing to allow you to worship. It takes nothing to stir you up in your worship. But also, if you are anointed, you are a servant. You are a humble servant and not a prideful leader and somebody who wants to be served. And in that you have this element in your anointing, you give honor where honor is due and not seek glory and not seek accolades. And it's all right for people to celebrate you. It's all right. But that should not be what's important. Because you as a worshiper should seek to worship and celebrate and exalt God and let him be glorified first. And so I encourage you in all things to let your anointing flow through you. Let the anointing flow through you and know that you are the container, but you are being contained. And there are things contained in this very anointing that you confess to possess that God has given you for such a time as this. I bless God for you. This is Tehillah Worship and your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks.
my heart, God.
Amen. I am grateful to God for this evening's Tehillah worship, and I thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed your word of encouragement from Exodus, the 30th chapter, the verses 20 through 22 through 25. I bless God for you on this evening, and I pray that you have an awesome, awesome week. This is Pastor Hooks and Tehillah worship. I love you, and there's nothing, what they say, there's nothing you can do about it. God bless you. Thank you for joining me. You have a great week.
Your presence is overwhelming. There's nothing like your presence. Now I am free.
With you.
more chains on you.